Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Welcome to the Woodbird Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book. The improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, hey.
All right.
Ooh, wow.
Okay.
Hold on.
Oh, wait. All right.
Keep it coming.
I'm holding.
Yes.
Great job, everyone. You've arrived at this Off Book, the improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess. That one is Jessica McKenna. Wow. Have I messed up your name before?
You know what? You might just say Jess McKenna, and that time you went for Jessica.
I want to do the whole thing, though.
Okay.
Okay. Brett, cut all this out. Don't you dare. Jessica McKenna.
That one is Zachary Reno.
We've got, thank you, by the way.
Yeah, no problem.
We also got Scott Passarella, King of Pianists, Pianist of Kings.
We got Brett Morris, That Feeling When the Chord Hits.
We got Dana Wickens on the stick and the boom in the other room.
We've got you. We've got us.
We've got a family.
Great guest.
Our guest today is someone who I swear to God, multiple times a week, I will just like think about how funny he is. And we are so delighted to have him here today. Actor, comedian, good friend. Please welcome to the podcast, Peter Benifaz.
Hello. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Truly an honor.
Our pleasure.
Truly honor. Folks, I'm also very late.
No.
I had to shame myself. I deserved it. I'm here late. I kept these wonderful folks waiting.
This is a wild gilding that you're holding because as everyone who is recording this podcast knows, you were doing an audition. You're an actor.
Yes.
The audition people had decided to use some bespoke audition recording app for the thing.
And
what time was your audition slated for?
10:20.
And what time were you supposed to be here?
12.
So how could that possibly be your fault?
Right.
Thank you so much.
See what I mean?
So just to let you know, folks, I was like 45 minutes late.
when we do a 15-minute episode, that's why.
I was also the casting director, so I guess it is my fault.
That's a twist. That's
why didn't
twist.
You just
that's
make yourself twist. Offer only?
Yeah, I don't know why. Yourself. I don't know why I forced myself to audition.
Just for the love of it, right?
Just for the love.
I just love to get up there and have strangers tell me if I'm good enough.
I'm very competitive, and I wanted to just compete with other
actors. Yeah. Well, that's why people become actors. No, it's okay.
Thank you.
So sorry.
Listen, all I want to do is put my feet on the table where all of the cameras are balanced and shake them around.
All I want to do
is put my feet up on the table where all the cameras are.
Nice.
And nice. Give a little shake. So we do actually make up songs here.
What do you like to put your feet on?
Tables.
Great.
Yeah.
I like to put my leg over my leg.
You can do that.
Yeah.
Can you like pull it way back?
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's see the flexibility. And if you want to see this video, you can become a member at offbookclubhouse.com.
I'm a little dude, so I can kind of like, I can contort my body in different ways. And this is not contorting. This is just literally putting.
You're doing now is super messed up.
Do you know, I can pretzel myself.
Oh.
But I like.
Feet behind your head.
Feet behind my head. But I can't like touch my toes with locked knees. No, I can. But like, I can't. The flexibility of going.
Name a third thing that you think you can't do, but then remember that you can.
I can't do that thing where you touch your hands behind your back, but I can.
Do you guys remember presidential physical fitness tests?
Yes.
In school?
Yes.
Did everywhere have this?
Yes.
Are you,
yes.
Did you grow up in California?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
yeah, yeah.
So California. Wait, you, for sure.
I think it's everywhere because it's presidential. Otherwise, it would be a governor's.
Well, it could have been the president of California.
Oh, Zach.
Listen, I understand politics.
Yeah, the sit and reach. That's the classic one for
and
flexibility.
They measured it.
They measured it.
Yes.
And everyone cheated because the teachers, you had to do it and you were in like pairs. And also they just wanted to give you a big piece of paper where
you passed the presidential fitness.
Where I guess Bill Clinton was like, great job on being able to touch your toes.
Do you know what I could, for years, I couldn't, I've never actually in my life been able to do a single pull-up. And that, it was part of the presidential fitness test where like first you try to do a pull up and then you can't. So then you do the like, you're allowed to like hop up and then just hold for a certain amount of seconds is like the next plateau. But I remember in like fourth grade, just like hanging from the bar and being like, there are raptors underneath you. You have to pull up.
Listen,
there are raptors.
I think that one woman's quest to do a single pull up is an exciting narrative.
A thrilling tale.
Picture this, students in the yard doing jumping jacks and dashes, working so, so hard.
Push-ups, pull-ups, sit-ups, what's up? The presidential fitness exam.
Teacher walks by, sees a small girl. The girl says,
hi.
And what's next for you? I see what's up is the pull-ups. Can you do a single pull-up? Can you do a single pull-up? It is what the president is asking of you.
President.
Oh my gosh!
Oh my gosh!
Listen, kids, I'm setting a precedent. From now on, every single child in this country has to pull up at least once.
Can you do a single pull up? Can you do a single pull up? If they can't do a single pull-up,
single pull-up.
Oh no.
Oh no.
Someone's assassinated the president. They've poisoned him.
A poison dart right down his throat? Why would they make him choke
on
the
last words, Mr. President?
Listen to me.
Yes, President.
Yes, President.
I'm dying very quickly.
So quickly.
Do just one pull-up for Mr. President.
We all need to save the president and do just one pull-up. Brandon, he did it. Okay, Kyle did it. Sandra, great. Sandra, just one is enough. Sandra, one is enough. Move up the... He's dying.
One more, and I can live.
Okay.
It's just you, Shelly. Just okay. Do one.
Come on, Shelly.
Yeah.
Oh, no, he's...
I can't. Oh. No.
It's okay, Shelly.
I'm dying so slow.
Oh, wait, he's still alive. But I don't think this is going to happen for you.
I can't do it.
It's okay.
I'm letting down my president and my whole country.
I'm going to be honest with you, Shelly. Is he still? No, he's gone.
Oh, my gosh.
This is one more.
Oh, all right. Yeah, he wants you to try again, Shelly. Come
just
on.
One more time.
Here, I'll hold you from underneath.
Yeah.
assisted.
Is that allowed?
Why are you soft? Why is it harder now? Why are you...
Well, I can't get my footing.
I'm almost dead.
Mr. President, we're going to... We have a helicopter landing for a medical evac.
Okay, I wish you came earlier, because I'm literally dying.
We're on our way. Hold on, Mr. President. Oh, he's slipping into a coma. We need the Vice President in here in the meantime.
The Vice President is the President's twin brother.
Where is my twin brother?
He's right here. He's in a coma, sir.
Wait, my twin brother's also in a coma?
I'm
the dumb one. I'm the dumb one, quote unquote.
You're not dumb, Mr. Vice President. Your brother, the President, is slipped into a coma.
I'm sorry, Mr. Vice President. It's all my fault. I couldn't do a single pull-up.
I'm not sure it's your fault, Shelley. The President said he wants you to do a pull-up and then got hit by a poison dart.
That's true.
Right, Shelley.
But if you need to spend your whole life because next time you want to be prepared and that's sort of what spurs you on to do a pull-up, I would understand. Yes, Mr. Vice President.
This isn't your fault.
Oh, thanks.
But?
Uh-oh.
If you could have only done one more, your president would have been alive.
Oh, no, that sounds like it is my fault.
I mean, take it how you will, okay?
That's kind of how I have to take it.
Mr. Vice President, we have a lot of schools to get to today.
And that's why I'm here. I need you to train me. I know they said you don't train people anymore, and it took me years to find you, but please, Coach, you're the best in the biz.
You can't just walk up to Coach Bruno the Dragon Rock.
Please, I've searched for you. I've searched for you for 20 years. Ever since when I was 8 years old, I caused the coma of our beloved president. And then we had to spend the rest of his term with this dumb twin brother.
Who's still in office today. Who never left office.
Yeah, he's defied the Constitution.
In some ways, you're saying you're responsible for the deterioration of our government.
So you're the reason why democracy is no longer a thing.
Yeah, that's why I need you, Coach. I know that if I can do one pull-up, I can get that stupid twin vice president out of office.
Coach Bruno the Dragon Rock doesn't train anyone anymore.
I know.
Don't you know?
Ever since the accident, I don't train anybody anymore.
I know, but come on. Doesn't a part of you wish you could get back out there and train people to have reasonable upper body strength?
Didn't you hear him? He got in a small car accident.
Yes.
A fender bender, if you will.
And let me tell you something. My neck has been sore for weeks.
And ever since then.
Hey, I'm so sorry I hit your car.
Now my neck is going to be sore for weeks. Do you know who I am? I'm the number one trainer of people doing a single pull-up. My God, now what am I going to do? What am I going to become a finance bro? Ow, my neck is sore.
And he hasn't trained anyone for 2 weeks.
For two whole weeks.
He's still thinking about becoming a finance bro.
I mean, I was like, okay, I either keep training young people to do a single push-up
but with
and pull-up.
But with a sore neck?
No, I cannot.
How?
Coach, please. Listen, I've been trying on my own for 20 years, and I still haven't been able to do one. I bought resistance bands, I bought a bar, I did push-ups, I tried to work on my lats. Nothing has worked. I still can't do a single pull-up. Coach, I need you.
20 fucking years?
Yeah, since I was 8 years old and accidentally caused the death of our president.
Wait, hold on. Coach, you're not so taken by this woman's past failure over such a long time that you're starting to think, well, it would be quite a feather in my cap if I could do in, I don't know, a week what this woman has failed to do in 20 years. That's not what you're thinking.
You literally read my mind, to be honest. That's exactly what I was thinking.
I shouldn't have taken all those mind reading classes. It's honestly been more of a curse than a blessing.
Well, this time it's a blessing.
I wanna help this young lady out.
Yes.
But in my mind, I still have some doubt.
Of course.
Can my neck withstand all this? My God, it's still sore.
It's still sore.
He said a kind of sore neck for 2 weeks now. He's had a kind of sore neck for 2 weeks now.
It's been kind of sore.
When he thinks about it, it still makes him say, ouch,
ouch.
He's had a kind of sore neck for 2 weeks now.
I can't believe it. I'm starting to feel better.
Yeah.
think your young energy has got me feeling much wetter.
I knew it.
And when I say wetter, I mean because there's a flood in my house.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
There's a flood on my blouse.
Okay.
For 2 weeks now. Can you put that past behind you?
I don't know.
We can do it side by side.
Side by side?
2 weeks or 20 years, it doesn't matter. You and I will no longer hide.
You better get a sore neck.
Mr. President, we have excellent news. Guess what's next week? The presidential fitness exam, your favorite week of the year.
Oh, boy.
You love it because it's ever since then that you choked your brother with that poison dart and you get to be president. Now you've always been president because you were like, term limits are a suggestion, not a rule.
And then you installed us, the Sunflower Sisters, as your two vice presidents.
And you've been doing a wonderful job.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Oh, the Sunflower Sisters.
Beautiful. Beautiful music. Beautiful music you make.
Mr. Vice President, I have some updates.
Are you talking to me or are you talking to him?
Oh, sorry. Mr. President,
we
have some updates on some of the new policies you've implemented.
Okay, what's going on with them?
Well, a little report from the Sunflower Sisters, of course, of course. Two Sunflower Sisters and the Vice Presidents. Going over all your news and your upcoming events.
Your policy on water slides, that is one in every house.
Nice.
Is flooding lots of basements and also the occasional blouse.
Very nice.
Sunflower Sisters and the Vice Presidents. We're the Sunflower Sisters and the Vice Presidents. We wear very big heels.
Oh.
Sometimes we don't make sense. We're the Sunflower Sisters and the Vice Presidents.
Oh, yes, it's exciting. It's your big old-fashioned tour for you to go around all the schools and say, oh, I'm not sure. Because if you can't pull up, then don't show up and you don't get to vote, but it's kind of an empty threat because they're children, so it's rote.
The Sunflower Sisters and the Vice President.
Uh-huh.
We're the Sunflower Sisters and the Vice President.
Let them know.
You can't vote unless you can do a pull-up, and that's just, it makes sense because we're the
Sunflower Sisters
and the Vice President. You said all of the grocery stores have to carry Diet Coke.
That's right.
But only Diet Coke where the carrots used to be.
That's right.
The only allowable board game is Hi-Ho Cheerio.
Uh-huh.
We really liked that rule because we like that game.
That's right.
Sunflower Sisters and Vice President.
Let them know.
sunflowers, it's us.
But you do have to go on the presidential physical fitness tour.
But you love
soon.
That part.
But you love that
it's
part.
It's your big anniversary of choking your brother so you could be president
when
forever.
When you shot him with a poison dart and then took
into
over.
Into the neck and then blamed that young girl.
Blamed it on that young girl.
We were there and we loved it.
Look, here's the thing though. I'm a little bit stressed out today.
Oh, no, Mr. President.
When I shot my twin brother, who I did love very much, with that dart,
I loved power more, I guess.
I wanted the power more. And
yeah, we understand.
Shame on me.
No, but we understand.
Shame on me. I didn't realize that being a president is this tough.
Sure.
And you've been president longer than any other president in American history.
Yay.
18 years.
Look at you. Look at you taking a little twisty twist on the old term limits.
Yeah.
18 years.
But don't focus on the bad stuff.
Focus on the water slides that are getting people's blouses wet. Focus on the fact that you get to watch a bunch of kids do the sit and reach and do a pull-up. Focus on Diet Coke instead of carrots.
I mean, your older brother, we say dead. Mm-hmm. He's just been in a coma for 18 years.
It is sad.
And you seem to be feeling some remorse about it.
Yeah, this is a new side for you. It's like you're being pensive and reflective.
You don't regret making us the Sunflower Sisters the two vice presidents, do you?
That decision was the best one I've made.
Oh, thank God. Because I don't know what I would do if I didn't have this job.
What would I fill my days with? Just Hi-Ho Cheerio? Actually, that sounds pretty good. I love that game.
I don't know.
I thought you were talking about the cereal.
Cheerios? Hi-Ho to my bowl of Cheerios with a little cherry. Oh.
I do love cereal.
Yeah, but
how is that a career?
How is cereal a career?
How could I make cereal
a career?
Well,
you could go work for Kellogg's or General Mills or Post. You could work for Post or General Mills or Kellogg's. You could sort of get in with either Kellogg's, General Mills or Post.
You said the same idea three times, Mabel.
Well, I just wanted you to really understand all your options, Francis. You could get in with Post. You could get in with General Mills.
Okay.
Or you could get in with Kellogg's.
That's the same. Okay.
Oh, I suppose if I'm really thinking about it. Or you could get in with Post. Or you could get in with General Mills.
Okay. You said it with different syllables, but it's the same.
Or Kellogg's. Yeah. Or you could try Post.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Or Kellogg's.
Sure.
Or General Mills.
Yeah.
General Mills or Kellogg's. Or Post. Or you could go generic. If you wanna make cereal your career, or if that's not what you want, then you could go to Post or Kellogg's.
Sure.
Or Post.
We did just say Post
or Kellogg's.
I suppose there's General Mills. If I didn't like Post or Kellogg's, and if I didn't like General Mills, then there's Kellogg's or Post.
Generic, just a piece of information I thought I should share it.
Safe way or generic.
Or, actually, I have one more thought. Who makes puffins? Cause you could also go there, but you could go Post.
Quaker?
Or you could go Kellogg's or General Mills, General Mills.
Here comes the General Mills.
Or Post or Kellogg's too.
Like Trader Joe's has versions of all of these.
Yeah,
cereals.
Like a generic store brand.
Don't forget Kroger.
We could Kroger. Get Kroger.
You could do that if you want.
Mr. President, we've really hijacked this meeting.
Hey, I'm enjoying it. But let me tell you something that'll open up your eyes a little bit.
Oh, wow. Would you please?
You have three options when it comes to making cereal your profession.
Okay.
Post.
Ope.
General Mills.
Wow.
What was the other one?
Kellogg's.
Kellogg's.
And that's why he's the president.
I suppose
and
I never thought about it like president. That.
There were three options. Two of them I remembered. And then there's also generic.
Generic. Will Shelley learn to do one pull-up in time to show up at a presidential fitness exam?
Will the president leave office after 18 years?
Find out when we return to the second half of
A Single Pull-Up to Save the President. The Musical!
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Welcome back. When we last left Shelley, she was convincing Coach Bruno Dragonrock to come out of his 2-week retirement to train her to do a single pull-up.
Meanwhile, the president hasn't left office for 18 years. How will this whole situation resolve? Find out now in the second act of
One Pull-Up,
A Single Pull-Up
to save the president. The musical. I just can't, Coach. It's no use. I'm sorry. I wasted your time.
No, no, no. Wasting my time was the fender bender, okay? Because I was literally collecting that idiot's insurance for 45 minutes because I couldn't read the insurance card. It was the wording was so small.
I hate when it gets small and smear. But Coach, we've been at it for hours, and I'm still not even moving on the bar.
Let me tell you a story.
Okay.
There was once a boxer. You ever heard of boxing?
Yeah, I've heard.
There was a boxer that came. Nobody knew him. Nobody knew where he was from. He said, one day I'm going to be the greatest. Everyone said, yeah, right.
One day I'm going to be the greatest.
Yeah, right.
You know who he was?
No, Coach.
Muhammad Ali.
Oh, wow. Did you coach Muhammad Ali?
That's right. Not in boxing, but I coached him to do one pull-up.
The greatest of all time?
Exactly. You know what he said to me before I taught him? He said, I can't do this, Coach.
Coach, I can't.
Just like you did.
I can't do this.
He said that?
Yeah.
Wow.
So if he could do it.
Well, yeah, he's the greatest of all time.
I mean, that's a good point. But I mean, I still think you can do it too. My point wasn't to say he's better than you. My point was to say.
He definitely is, yeah. No,
I guess that's not a good point because he's extra.
Coach, remember there was that other guy that also came. Remember, a guy came to you, not Muhammad Ali.
Uh-huh.
A different guy who was a golfer. He said, Coach, I'm great at golf, but I can't do a single pull-up.
Sure.
At first, I had no clue who he was.
Arnold Palmer?
It was Arnold Palmer. Yeah, I was like, the only Arnold Palmer I know is a delicious mixture of lemonade and iced tea.
Lemonade, baby.
But it turned out he ended up being one of the greatest golf players in history.
Well, yeah, no, he's a great golfer. Yeah, he could not.
If I recall, he did not end up being able to do a pull-up at the end.
Not a single pull-up.
He was old. This was near the end of his career.
Okay, Coach, do you have an example of when, like, a not-amazing athlete came in with the goal of doing a pull-up and then learned how to do a pull-up? Has that ever happened?
I was going to tell you the story of Annoying Joe.
Annoying Joe?
Yeah.
Oh, so annoying.
Okay.
The most annoying person you've ever met. Okay. Used to talk like this. Hello!
That's really annoying.
Oh, my gosh, do it again.
This
is his voice.
That's really annoying.
You only got the name for nothing, Annoying Joe. And when he would leave, he'd be like, goodbye.
Oh, yeah. That's terrible.
It was really annoying. And he insisted on doing things like tapping his legs and like scratching his nails on things.
This sounds like
he would bring a chalkboard with him.
Oh my god!
Scratch his nails on it.
If I were you, I would have had such a hard time coaching him. He's so annoying.
I had a hard time being in the same room with the kid.
Mm-hmm.
But let me tell you this. You know what he said to me? He said, "Coach, I can't do this." I said, "Yeah, I don't."
He didn't say it like that though. He said it like
he's like, "Coach, I can't do this.
That's right.
This is gonna hurt my forearms."
Oh.
And I said, "God, your voice is awful, kid." But he kept coming every day, and he kept trying. What's the message here? What's the lesson?
I think I get it, Coach.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Then tell me what it is.
Of all the endless, terrible things, terrible paths we can choose, there's one thing that stands above as the worst way to lose.
That's
of
right.
All the things we can be.
She's got
of
it.
All the ways we can go.
Incredible.
I think I understand from your story about Joe.
Nice.
I don't wanna be annoying, and it's annoying that I can't pull up here. I don't wanna be annoying, so I'll stop being annoying. That much is clear. And I'll stop saying I don't wanna pull this bar close to my chin.
That is what you sounded like.
Just keep trying. Here's where you begin. And put in the extra hours, 'cause if you don't, it's really keep working hard, keep getting into the gym and toiling, 'cause I don't wanna be annoying.
Don't be annoying.
I don't wanna be annoying.
Don't do it.
Stop with this whole act, it's cloying. I don't wanna be.
He'd be like, hello and goodbye. And we'd be like, get this guy gone.
Yeah.
One day he came in and spoke in a normal tone.
Nice.
And then suddenly he had better muscles and also better bones. He said, I don't wanna be annoying.
I'm pulling up a little bit more. I'm pulling up, I'm pulling up, I'm pulling up a little bit more. I'm pulling up, I'm pulling up, I'm pulling up a little more. I'm pulling up, I'm pulling up, I'm pulling up.
You did it! You did it! You did it, kid! You did it!
I did it! Pulled up a single pull-up.
You did it.
How's your neck, Coach?
It still mildly hurts.
Yeah, it's going to take some time, probably. Neck injuries sort of...
Even when it's mild, yeah.
Just you sleep just on time. It wrong. You
also, I could have slept
days.
On it. Maybe it wasn't even an accident. Maybe I slept on it wrong. But whatever it is, it's mildly painful.
It's going to be a thing for a while.
It's going to be my thing. It's going to be what I'm known for a while. But you did it.
Thanks, Coach Bruno. Dragon Stone.
Rock.
Dragon Rock.
I think you got confused with my name, which is Stone. Stone.
I did get it confused for
a second. How about this, kid? Just call me Coach.
Thanks, Coach. Listen, I got a playground to get to.
Why?
Because I got to do this in front of the president.
How come?
To undo the acts of my past.
Oh, okay.
I'm not sure it'll affect any change, but it'll certainly make me feel better.
Okay.
It won't affect any change, but as long as it makes you feel better, that's the change.
That's change. That's the beginning of a change.
Meanwhile, at the playground. Oh no, the president is hanging from a bar.
Oh no,
Mr. President,
why did you think you needed to demonstrate a pull-up for the kids, but you did it so high?
because I'm the president. I'm trying to lead for by example, that's baby.
That's such a good way to go. But honestly, you didn't need to show these kids form. And also, it seems like maybe you can't do a pull-up.
Are
you
gonna fall? Give me a shot. Give me a second.
Are you gonna fall?
No, no.
Are you gonna fall?
Are we about to watch the death of the president?
God, you kids.
Are you gonna fall?
You kids have really annoying voices too. I just gotta tell you that right now.
Well, it's because we can't do a pull-up yet.
Damn it!
That's kind of more of a chin-up. I think you need to have your hands the other way.
Is that true?
Yeah, your hands have to be out.
Like this?
Yeah, that's a pull-up. This is a chin-up. It's a little easier.
What if you do a chin-up but your hands are real wide?
Man, you really... Kid, anybody tell you sound like a Muppet baby? Anybody ever tell you that?
Yeah, yeah. Well, and I look like a Muppet baby because I don't wear pants and I'm covered in fur.
I noticed you... Wait, you're not wearing pants.
Waka waka.
Hey, what the hell, kid? What gives? I can see your little pricky.
I'm a bear, though, so it's fine.
Huh?
I'm a bear, so it's fine.
I can still see it.
And you're a bear. People are allowed to see every part of you.
Yeah, this is our friend. He's a bear.
Yeah, you got a bear in your class. At this point, nothing is normal,
yeah,
right?
Well, yes. Well, it's our normal is that there's a bear in our class.
I mean, for me, this is how it's always been.
I've gone to school in for 3 years, so I always have had a bear in my class.
Hmm. Tell me, how'd you end up coming to school, kid?
Well, one time everyone in my... well, it's a sort of a long story. You sure you want to hear it?
I got time.
Okay. I was hibernating with my mom and my brothers, and then there was a big pop. Because a car was driving by and it had a backfire. And it woke me up, but it didn't wake anyone else up. So then I went out of the cave and I waved at the car as it drove away. And then I walked to the nearest truck stop and they had a TV.
Nice.
And on the TV was the TV show Abbott Elementary. And I thought, wow, what a cast of characters. What a funny, funny show. School seems like a good place. I think I should go. Abbott Elementary on Hulu and ABC. Abbott Elementary on Hulu and ABC.
We all love that show.
Abbott Elementary on Hulu now and ABC. Abbott Elementary on Hulu and ABC.
He showed up and we let him in because we also liked that show. And I don't know, he was a bear who could talk and he was learning to read at the same time.
I came to Brenton.
So this was recent. This was all recent because that show's only been around, what, several months?
Yeah, but I've been to school with her for 3 years because...
Well, that makes sense.
Well, that was just recently. Before that...
Tell us the story then.
Sure. Blah, 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 same thing. Hibernating mom car drove by, woke me up at the truck stop, and at the truck stop I saw a show called Community, maybe on Hulu and maybe NBC. A show called Community, streaming somewhere and possibly from NBC. So it's Community.
Got you.
So 2 years ago it's Community, and then the year after that Community. And then last year, Abbott Elementary.
Okay.
And then every year, I go back and I go to sleep. And then every year, a car drives by and wakes me up. And I go to a truck stop and I see a TV show about school. And then I go to the school. And then I get tired and I go home.
So every year, one car, you're asleep. A car comes by,
I'm
has a blow bash,
sure.
Wakes you up. And you watch a TV show that inspires you to go to school.
Mr. President, how are you hanging on this whole time by just a few fingers? Oh, isn't your grasp getting sweaty? Should we put some sort of trampoline underneath you to catch your fall?
Please, I need a trampoline and a little bit of flour for my hands.
Is that what gymnasts are putting on their hands at the Olympics?
No, they put chalk, but I need flour because afterwards I bake a cake. Afterwards, I'm going to bake a little cake.
Not so fast, Mr. President.
I know this girl. Oops, I'm a bear. I know this girl, too.
You're that girl that failed last time miserably, and we all laughed.
Yes.
20 years ago.
18 to 20 years ago.
So why are you still at this fucking elementary school?
I've come back because this is where it all happened, and for me, I'm just... I need to prove something to myself.
Well, no, but I also then accused you of killing my brother.
Yeah, but that didn't hold up in court.
No, it didn't.
And you didn't show up to the court.
No, I didn't. And then I shut the court down.
Yeah.
And now there's no more courts. That's a whole nother story. What are you here to do?
I'm here to prove something once and for all.
Huh. Let's see. Whoa. Something different about that grip.
She's grabbing the bar. She's grabbing so tight. Like a bar-grabbing star.
Something's different about that grip.
Something's different
about that grip.
Something's different about the way she's pulling herself
different
up.
Different about.
Something about her is different, you say.
Can she do a single pose?
Fitness test exist, but how can I prove that I am up for this? I'm pulling up a little more.
She can do.
You did it, kid.
Boop. Boop. Boop.
Oh, my God. Boop. My live feed from the president's coma is beeping.
Wait.
Oh, my gosh. Everyone, get in here. Doctor. Doctors. Nurses. Get
yes?
in here.
Well, no. Hold on. Oh. We're playing.
Oh. What's going on? Oh, my God.
We can't get in. Hold on. Let me just finish up this game of Hi-Ho Cheerio. Oh. Okay. Everyone, get in there right now.
Boop.
My God. Looks like we're getting some feedback from the heart.
And from his brain. That can't be. It should be all like tapioca pudding by now.
And the tips of his toes. And the tips of his fingers.
They're
wiggling. Mr. President. Mr. President?
Oh,
do you remember his voice being
this way? I don't, but it's been so long since he's used his vocal cords.
Yes.
Sorry, I was yawning.
No, welcome back, sir.
Oh, my God, where am I?
You're in the hospital, sir.
What day is it?
It's March 18th.
Presidential Physical Fitness Day.
My God, I have to get to the schools. Literally every single elementary school in this country.
Please relax. Your muscles have atrophied. You need to go slow.
He's a big noodle man. You've been here for 18 years, sir.
Whoa, my arms are just all silly.
It's okay. Oh, if only there was some sort of trainer that could help the president get back and strong again.
I know the perfect guy, but he hung up his training 2 weeks ago. Well, about 3 weeks ago now.
Who is it?
Bruno Dragon Rock.
Dragon Rock? He's the greatest one pull-up coach there ever was.
He's amazing.
Worked for Muhammad Ali. Didn't work for Arnold Palmer.
Arnold Palmer.
L's in that word. Mm. Arnold Palmer. Arnold Palmer.
I can go for an Arnold Palmer right now. A delicious too. Medley
right,
of...
right away, Mr. President.
What is it?
Here it is. I just had to go get you a drink.
Oh, sorry, yeah, I just threw up.
It's been so long.
Yeah, it's been, that was really fast the way I drank it.
We have a phone call for you, Mr. President. It's from your brother, the president.
My brother. The last time I saw him, I felt like I was poisoned. Could it have been him?
Yeah, we're pretty sure it was. A lot of people are sure it's him.
That little fucker.
Mr. President, you're President, the brother. I don't, here you go.
Thank you. What was your name?
The Sunflower Sisters.
Sunflower Sisters. Yo, you were the ones that I turned away when you tried to come and work with me, and now my brother hired you, huh?
That's right. We said, we'd be your vice president, and you said it doesn't work that way.
And then he had us bringing you this phone so he could call you.
All right. Hello? Brother, is that you? Yes, it's me. Don't call me brother. You're the one who tried to kill me. And now I'm back. I'm sorry, brother. Could you ever forgive me? Well, the Bible says, when you're mad, please forgive.
It does say that in the Bible.
When you're mad, please forgive.
We owe it all. Two brothers reunited, our democracy coming back together, and it's all thanks to this young lady and her ability to do a single pull-up.
Yeah. Maybe, in some way. I hope that's true. I hope that anyone who has their own pull-up can pull up today.
It just goes to show that schooling is so important, what we teach the children.
Man, kid, I gotta tell you again, that voice of yours is just incredibly annoying.
I'm a bear.
Right. And put your little pricky away.
Never!
Jesus. No, yes, never. Jesus. I think we've all learned a lot today.
Specifically.
Specifically, when you do something once and you fail, it doesn't mean quit.
That's right.
It doesn't mean to quit.
And as the Bible says,
don't be
mad. Just forgive. And that's the lesson we've been trying to learn all along.
We have a presidential fitness test, but the test is just one way to show what you can learn, whether it's from community or Abbott Elementary. There's so many lessons, and you feel the yearn.
So when you're
mad, just forgive.
It's in the Bible, for Christ's sake.
Genesis says, when you're mad,
just forgive. It's a sit and reach, even if it feels like it's beyond the breach.
Forgive yourself if you can't touch your toes or pull yourself above a bar. When you're mad, just forgive and you'll go far. When you're
Christ's sake.
Oh, I've been looking all over. over for you, Coach Bruno Dragon.
Rock?
Rock. And I meant to say I've tried to find your address to send you this edible arrangement. I'm so sorry about 3 weeks ago when I hit your car and my insurance was hard to read on the card. I've been trying to give you this platter of fruit to say how much I feel for you.
Coach Bruno, don't be mad. Look, she's reaching out to you. Doesn't that make you feel glad?
In the book of Genesis, it says,
Don't be mad.
Forgive.
Just forgive.
Just forgive.
Would you forgive me if I give you this? Chocolate-covered pineapple, chocolate-covered melon, chocolate-covered apple, chocolate-covered strawberry, chocolate-covered melon, chocolate-covered melon, chocolate-covered apple, chocolate-covered strawberry.
I'll be honest, chocolate-flavored melon sounds a little gross. Chocolate-flavored pineapple sounds a little gross.
I thought that too until I ate it in a cereal by General Mills, or was it Post?
Could have been Kellogg's, that's where I work.
Wow, could have been Post. Did you mention that already?
I'm not sure that I did.
Well, if you don't like this fruit platter, I'll find something that you like more that matters to you. That's what I'm setting out to do.
You know what? It's not about the platter. That doesn't matter. Genesis book told me that I'd need to forgive you.
What to do?
I will.
Don't be mad.
I won't be mad.
Thanks, Coach.
No problem.
Just forgive.
Our hearts are pulling up now. We're pulling up our hearts now. Our hearts are pulling.
Incredible guest, Peter Benifaz.
What a pleasure.
Peter, what a joy. What a ride.
Okay.
What a narrative.
Okay, here's what they need to know.
Okay.
You all need to be following Peter on social media.
Instagram, yes.
So
Instagram.
You can see the incredibly funny videos that he puts up.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely insane.
At PBanny, P-B-A-N-I on Instagram. Please check it out.
Do yourself a dang favor.
It's a great follow.
It's a must follow. It should come with Instagram.
It should come with Instagram. Like when your phone came with how to dismantle an atomic bomb, your phone should now come with following.
It should come with hits such as Cedarwood Road.
Yeah.
You know, that album that came on all of our phones.
Yes, and we couldn't get it off. You had to literally go through a whole process.
Why would you want to get off hits such as Cedarwood Road?
I don't remember that one.
Well, it's the one song I remember from that album.
It was a U2 album, right?
That's right.
Yes.
U2.
And U2
should follow.
Can watch the show, a video of the show.
At offbookclubhouse.com, you can watch us laughing our little butts off.
If you came to the show that we just did at the Elysian, thank you so much for coming out.
And
thank you, Brett. Thank you, Scott. Thank you, Dana. Hopefully we'll have some shows soon.
And as we say at the end of every episode of Off Book, literally every single one ends this way. I don't know if you know this. Every single one.
And it's just like this. If you're looking where to find Abbott Elementary,
you better be streaming on Hulu or watching on ABC.
Bye. Bye.